This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A student took out a gun in a high school cafeteria today, shot to death a female classmate, wounded another male student, and then killed himself in Nashville at Antioch High School's is Police Chief John Drake.
The investigation is still very much ongoing as to a motive. We're looking into that.
Police say the shooter was 17. The Pentagon is expected to deploy as many as 1,500 more troops to the southern border, adding to about the same number already there. The Trump administration has canceled travel for refugees already cleared to resettle in the U.S. House Democrats criticizing President Trump's decision to put all federal employees working on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on administrative leave for eventual layoffs. California Congressman Pete Aguilar.
None of these affect lowering the prices of groceries that Donald Trump said he would do on day one.
Wall Street had an up day. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A Muscadet man lost his life in a vehicle crash early Monday morning at approximately 3:24. The Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call stating that there was a vehicle that appeared to be involved in a rollover crash on Dieter Hollow Drive, just off Goplin Hill Road. Upon deputies' arrival, Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, was located trapped inside the vehicle with the vehicle on its side. Deputies were able to extract Crook to attempt life-saving measures. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office was assisted by Richland Fire and EMS. The crash is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Staying warm in Wisconsin usually means a bulkier coat, but that may not be the best option for your children who still ride in a car seat. Melissa Kay has more.
Puffy coats may keep your little one warm, but they won't keep them safe in a car seat. Jamie Oswald, MD, and a Spirus family medicine physician, said even if you think you've cinched the straps tight, there may be a significant gap because of the bulk of the coat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Dr. Oswald said once you have your child strapped into the car seat, you can put a blanket over them to keep them warm. If you want to check if their coat is thin enough to use in the car seat, strap them in with it on. Then take the child out, take the coat off, and put them back into the car seat without adjusting the straps. If the straps are snug, it's okay. If there's gaps, the coat is too thick.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bears' new head coach takes a shot at Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Lions' offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, introduced today as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Johnson had this to say about his time with the Lions and beating the Packers.
And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Basketball. The NBA has called off tonight's game between the Bucks and the Pelicans because of the winter storm that has dumped up to a foot of snow in New Orleans. The game to be rescheduled at a later date. The Wisconsin Badgers returning home after losing last night to UCLA in a close one, 85-83. Marquette with a decisive win over Seton Hall, 76-59. Cam Jones back on track, scoring 19 points after struggling over the weekend against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs low 20s, warming continues for the weekend. It's 25 right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas and the guy who shared the booth with Bob Uecker in Major League, hilarious comedian Skip Kiparis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us today. You can always be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board for you and jazzed as hell to introduce our co-host of the day, Matt Rothschild. You may know him formerly of the Progressive from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, an often civic media contributor and friend of ours. Matt, welcome, man.
Hey, Dom. Always look forward to Wednesday afternoons with you and Jess.
You know, man. And these days, a week goes, we try to do this once a week on Wednesdays, you know, and so much stuff happens.
Has it been a year or has it been a day?
Right. It seems like a long time ago, Matt.
3 days or 3 months of this Trump thing. I know.
We're going to get through it together. That's why we are all here. Lots of topics to get to today. Tony Evers, he's doing the State of the State address and Civic Media. Well, we're on top of it. Special coverage starting shortly before 7 p.m. tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network, hosted by Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer. So get all the news you need to know. Then we'll dip into that topic a little bit here today as well. Also, the person speaking truth to power. We're talking about the Right Reverend Miriam Edgar Buddy. I'm just going to call her Buddy because okay. She's my new buddy. And she had the temerity during this sermon. And, you know, I'm not like a religious guy, right? So but I do absolutely appreciate it. If it takes, a higher power or a faith or belief for someone to stand up and speak truth to power, especially when they're a captive audience, I love it. So we're going to get into that a little bit in the second hour. Also, the executive order is going on right now. The city of Milwaukee, lots of concerns from our migrant community here on that topic as well. We're going to cover that just a little bit. Our pal Christine Newman-Ortiz over at Voces de la Frontera mentioned in the article Journal Sentinel. We're going to get to that topic as well. Matt, but I got to start out with it's breaking news and it just seems to have a lot to it. I think we can draw lots of conversations out of this local story. As Daniel Bice and Mary Spacuzza are reporting right now over at the Journal Sentinel, CBS 58 weather reporter Sam Cuffell is out after criticizing Elon Musk's arm gesture. Is that an arm gesture?
That's what we're calling it these days.
Oh, man. So, okay, but I'm not going to rip on them. They're doing their thing as everybody does their thing. Let's a little bit from the reporting. A Milwaukee TV weather forecaster dropped from her station one day after she criticized Musk on social media for his straight arm gesture that many have likened to a Nazi salute. Yeah. Because it looks exactly like a Nazi salute.
There is nothing else in this world that looks like that.
No, it does. I see it. And I've seen the responses from all the all the butthurt people on the right. All the still photos of any Democrat.
Still photo
with their hand in the air. Look, I'm doing it right now. See, right,
yeah.
Like waving to the crowd in their hand. No, that's a still photo. See, you got to put it in context. But we'll go on. Staffers at WDJT-TV, which is Channel 58 here locally, were alerted by email on Wednesday that meteorologist Sam Cuffell had left the station. Her biography and picture had been removed from the Channel 58 website by Wednesday afternoon. The staff memo said meteorologist Sam Cuffell is no longer employed at CBS 58. A search for a replacement is underway. Well, I mean, if I could be a political analyst or a weatherman or weather person, you know, as long as you're right half the time, maybe you still got a job. But I digress. Oh, a little bit more here. Now, this is where it gets interesting to me. Well, more interesting. On Tuesday, conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell sharply criticized Cuffell for her two Instagram posts, accusing her of spreading the lie that Elon Musk was given a Nazi salute during the presidential inauguration. He labeled her posts as vulgar. Dan, dude, I don't know what you call that. It wasn't, as the ADL referred to, as an awkward motion. Yeah, it certainly is. When people are given Nazi salutes, that's a very awkward motion, especially the folks that think that's a terrible thing. I think that's very, very terrible. What if your kids, and I don't know if Dan's got kids or family members, whatever the case is, if people start going around and doing that, what would you call it? When all those kids, what was it, in a small town here in Wisconsin, not so long ago, they got outside and all these kids from the high school, they gave the awkward salute, the Roman salute, whatever. They did that. They did that here in Wisconsin, and it was a big problem. I don't. Were people defending that? And that was a picture. That wasn't the video. They didn't do it twice. Elon Musk did it once, turned around, did it again.
Just in case you didn't see it clear enough the first time.
Dan O'Donnell. Well, I mean, would you go around making that move, that motion, that awkward salute, whatever you want to call it? Now, Cuffell 31 couldn't be reached by email, apparently. You'll get a little bit into her background, but let's get to the meat of this. On Tuesday, she made two Instagram posts about Mark's gesture during a speech at President Donald Trump's inauguration event Monday. As mentioned, the anti-defamation lead and anti-Semitism and human rights watchdog called it an awkward gesture.
Come on, guys.
I mean, Matt, that's their job.
Yeah, that's what they're paid to do, and they usually aren't cautious about it either.
Right. Usually they do not err on the side of caution, but this time they are, apparently. They urge caution in jumping to conclusions. Other extremism monitors and experts pointed out that it was unclear what Musk was trying to convey to the crowd of Trump supporters by thrusting his arm out. Okay. I mean, call me crazy, but if I see that, if it looks like a duck, you think it's a duck?
Also, this guy has been writing op-eds for German newspapers in support of the far-right party in Germany.
It's not, right, take it into the totality of the man and his actions. It may give a different, you know, meaning, like an actual Nazi salute, but I digress. In one post on her personal Instagram account, many interesting aspects to the story. Her personal Instagram account, apparently not the CBS 58 News weather account, her personal account, Cuffell posted a picture of Musk at the podium saying, "Dude, Nazi saluted twice during the inauguration," and added, "You expletive with this, and man, I don't expletive with you." Full stop. Oh, not the expletive. Cuffell then posted a GIF from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on Instagram, along with the saying, "Screw that old expletive. He's a Nazi." Always Sunny in Philly. Pretty funny show. But okay, yeah. And by late Tuesday, she had made her Instagram account private. On the same day, she was quoted in a CNN story about the loss of local weather forecasters on TV stations around the country. Local meteorologists are essential to local news. Yeah, we know that. We got some here at Civic Media.
Community, some great ones, too.
Yeah, communities will suffer during major local weather events because of this decision. All right, so local...
Look, I thought these guys were in favor of free speech. Trump said in his inauguration address, "It's going to return free speech to America."
Let's talk about the decision of CBS to fire her or let her go over this. Now, if this was coincidental, if there is downsizing in the industry and they're shedding some excess assets, maybe that's one thing.
No, they're looking for a replacement. They're going to rehire someone.
So it's not that. And then the pressure from right-wing talk radio, when you look at it, I mean, I don't know what to tell me what it is then. If it's not a Nazi salute, you tell me what that is. And do people have a right to be offended by that? Of course they do, man. So what? It's a Nazi salute. And the ADL says, well, we should, you know, be caution and rushing to judgment. Okay. Then what would you call it? If you see a group of people walking down the street with, you know, flags of swastikas, okay, maybe not the swastikas. Say they're walking down and they're doing that gesture. Would you think it was a Nazi gathering? I mean, what was it? We talk about this is the era of common sense. Isn't that what Donald Trump wants to do? We all got to use our common sense these days. Oh, we got to take back common sense. Oh, okay. When you see that, what do you call it?
I guarantee you, everyone in Germany, Austria, and France knew, in Poland, knew exactly what that symbol meant.
And, you know, it's important because the far righties, the actual Nazis, man, they're loving it. Like, man,
they're
back.
Giddy.
Yeah, man, they are all over it, man. Go to your favorite Nazi nationalist site. I don't want to know the names. Don't go there. Not my crowd. They're all about it from the reporting. They're happy, man. Their guy is back, and he's the richest man in the world. And if someone takes objection to that, apparently here locally at CBS 58, our pal Sam Cuffell took exception to it. With you, Sam. I said the same thing. I'm down with the same thing. That is some freaky BS. Was there an apology coming? Did Elon Musk come out and say, oh, my God, I was just so overwhelmed with feelings and the victory that we have with this administration. I'm so glad to be a part of it. I would never meant that to be interpreted as such. My apologies.
No,
I haven't heard that at all.
You know what I mean? Because if that was me, that's what I would say. I mean, I'm not the richest weirdo in the world, but that's just me. That's just me. So you want common sense? That's some common sense. How many does it have to be in unison on stage for that to happen for Dan O'Donnell to say, yeah, that's a Nazi salute? If it was Musk and maybe a couple other cabinet members, two or three, five. I mean, how many Nazis does it take to give a Nazi salute before the right and those that would support the policies of that kind of fascism acknowledge that that, in fact, was the Nazi salute? How many? What's the number? I'm just curious. I'm sorry, man. I'm raging here a little bit.
No, but I mean, it's right in, you know, Trump commuted the sentences of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, and they're marching in the streets of D.C. now saying whose streets are streets. You know, they're at the height of their power now, and Dan O'Donnell gets a scalp here in Milwaukee. I mean, that's just outrageous.
It is absolutely outrageous. From The Guardian, this was all over back in the day, a photo of boys from Baraboo High School went viral.
Yeah.
But while some of the team members who apologized for being unfairly victimized, well, they gave the Nazi salute. They got a picture of it. They're very proud in Baraboo, Wisconsin, like 5-6 years ago. They gave the Nazi salute. And they were justly, in my personal opinion, criticized for it. But why is it so hard to say that Nazis are bad?
It's not. A lot of us had, Nazis are bad.
A lot of us had parents and grandparents who fought over there. I know my dad did.
Oh, you know what I'm saying, folks? 855-752-4842. So our condolences to meteorologist Sam Cuffell for expressing your outrage on your Instagram page and getting fired by CBS 58. Because why? They didn't like the expletive, or they didn't like you criticizing the richest man in the world who just gave a Nazi salute? Because that's what it was, Dan. 855-752-4842. Come back. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going.
slower. iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Co-host Matt Rothschild joining me all day today. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. Just working hard on the board, and some folks are chiming in on this topic again. Specifically, I guess it's about the Musk Nazi salute, but it ties into a local meteorologist who got canned from CBS 58 for expressing outrage on her personal social media outlet. Common sense, free speech, the world we live in. A couple of folks are chiming in. Matt from Germantown points out, I like this. Not our Matt, but Matt from Germantown. If it is so innocent, if this action, this awkward motion is so innocent, Mark wonders. Oh, damn, I just lost it. Why, if it's so innocent, tell these idiots, that's Mark's word, to go do it in public and record themselves and then defend themselves? You know what I'm saying? I think that's a great point. Do you see, you know, anyone who can be critical of us being critical of this action by Elon Musk? Is that an action that they would do? Is that your go-to when you see some friends or you're trying to hail a cab? Is that any motion, the pound on the chest and then the hand in the air? Is that anyone's go-to? I don't think so. And if you're going to do it, do you think they'd be concerned about that being misinterpreted?
Mm-hmm.
As over-exuberance, as the over-exuberance they felt as a fascist symbol. Mark from Sussex. Makes sense that Musk is Hitler, as is Trump, Vance, and all the Trump supporters, according to Dems. Wow, man, that's pretty rude of you to say. I'm assuming that's tongue-in-cheek from our conservative buddy up in Sussex. Well, here's the thing, man. I'm not saying Musk is Hitler. I'm just saying the dude did the Nazi salute.
You know, Elon Musk said basically the same thing. Frankly, they need better dirty tricks. The everyone is Hitler attack is so tired.
Jesus. Not calling what him Hitler. Response. Just any old run-of-the-mill Nazi.
Yeah, I mean...
Nazi sympathizer.
The fascist, the sympathizer.
Nazi worshiper.
Yep. I mean, there's all sorts of... I forget some of the names of the Blood Tribe, I think, is one of them. These hardcore white nationalist groups that'll pop up in your town and all jump out of the back of a U-Haul with their all their little outfits on and go just to try to cause people some, I don't know, grief to see them walking around like that. Those cats. Now, they're not Hitler. They're fascists, and they love it. You know what? Look at the reaction of the right-wing nationalists. What did Musk mean? Well, look at the reaction. Those of us that are, I don't call it anti-fascist, you know, against fascism, like my grandparents were, you know, like the greatest generation that fought in World War II. They were Antifa. Most of us who are Antifa, anti-fascist, are just appalled. I mean, not surprised necessarily, given, again, Musk's history. This is not the first time, as Matt has mentioned, he's supported the far-right German parties most recently a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And then look at see how the white nationalists are reacting. They're giddy. Well, why is that? Why would they be giddy? Just because the man was exuberant. Well, of course, that's not the case. Use the common sense. And Mark from Sussex, you know what I'm saying. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck and talks like and walks like a duck, is it a duck? I mean, I'm just saying. 855-752-4842. Jack from Racine, you're up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, if Elon Musk wasn't always so friendly with people who say they're Nazis, right. He might not, you know, it might have just been spastic reaction of some kind for something he drank or something. But, you know, he has a record of saying that, you know, he's not opposed to fascists. He talks about them. He actually supports the neo-Nazi candidate in Germany and endorsed that candidate mm-hmm. on his website. So this isn't like something out of the blue. It's part of his who he is and his record.
It is part of the record, part of the trend line, perhaps, Jack. Thanks for the observation. Thanks for listening. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC. A different Mark. You are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks so much. Having recently a friend's father who passed away at 101 who actually fought the Nazi, glider pilot in North Africa, Italy, Sicily, glider pilot on D-Day,
wow.
glider pilot in the relief of Bastion, helped liberate the camp at Buchenwald, and he knew what Nazis were. My friend was telling me that she heard her father talking about Trump and seeing the fascist elements in Mr. Trump and the whole what's going on with this. For this guy, for the woman to be fired over personal comments over, because she's seen the thing in the whole context. Elon Musk is supporting far-right candidates in Germany, the neo-fascist party in Germany, and recognizing it for what it is, and the cowardice for the CBS affiliate to fire this woman for making the comment on her personal page, the terror that we have about Donald Trump and what he's going to be doing to come after us. Well, he's going to be coming after all of us anyway. I mean, that we have probably callers that call into the station that will happily denounce us at some point in time.
Well, Mark, I'm used to getting denounced, man. I welcome their hatred. Come on, man. I will always stand up for what is right, what I perceive to be right. And if you can tell by the reaction, again, the reaction by those who are anti-fascist, the reaction by those who are pro-fascist, right? Those folks, those parties are reacting like Elon Musk meant to do it and like Elon Musk purposefully did a Nazi salute. And Elon Musk's own lack of explanation, lack of any sort of
clarification.
Thank you.
Backpedaling?
Anything? None. What did he say? What was the term? He made a quote. So, you guys got to find something else. Everyone's Hitler. Well,
mm-hmm. That's not a defense.
That's not a defense. Once again, if I were to do something like that, and I can't, obviously, you know, I can get a little excited sometimes. And if I were to give the impression that I was doing a fascist Nazi salute, and I gave that impression because I was so exuberant, so excited, and I did it twice, and it came out that, oh, my God, you see what Dom did? I would retract. I would be appalled. I would go immediately to correct the record and apologize to those who thought that, my God, you think that I would be like that. We don't see that from Musk, do we?
And what is that? Not a drop.
Not a drop. Not a bit. What does he do? He flips it around and mocks us. Mocks us for what our eyes are telling us, what history knows to be true. That's a Nazi salute. And anyone's going to apologize for it? You're part of the problem. If your employers got a problem with you having a problem with that, they're part of the problem.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. You are not part of the problem. You're welcome to join us here, 855-752-4842. Take some calls, wrap up this topic, then we'll move on to the executive orders. If you can get rid of the 14th Amendment, what about the First or Second? Come back with us.
News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Do not throw hot water on your frozen windows to de-ice them, no matter what the trendy internet hacks say. This is from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. They took to Facebook to remind people hot water, glass, and ice don't mix. Instead, use your defrosters and wait for the car to warm up. Then use a scraper to remove the ice and snow. And make sure to clear all windows, windshields, and mirrors for full visibility. A year-long facility renovation project will begin this month at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Issues critical to meet 21st century standards of care will be addressed by this $7.8 million renovation. Initially, the TRHC Board of Directors and Executive Management Team had planned for a replacement facility. However, that plan was delayed 8 to 10 years due to the increase in construction and material cost and not being able to design a building that would meet patient and staff needs while staying within budget. Over the past year, planning sessions have been held to discuss and determine what improvements, repairs, and modifications to the existing facility need to occur. The must-do scope is identified as select window replacement, limited exterior skin restoration, select roof replacement, parking lot replacement, a new emergency generator, light interior remodeling, med gas improvements, HVAC repairs and improvements, plumbing work, fire alarm upgrades, electrical corrections, code compliance items, select finishes upgrades, security access control improvements, and water and pest infiltration corrections. Project is expected to continue through January of 2026 with little to no interruption to patient services. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlisle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs low 20s. Warming continues for the weekend. It's 25 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75. Civic co-host today, Matt Rothschild. Might not know it since I've been raging the whole time. Man, I'm sorry, man.
No worries, man. It's your show.
What I want is to get your opinion, and we'll get the callers. I see you in the texters. You guys are lighting it up. We'll get to it. We'll stay on this topic a little bit longer. 855-752-4842. We're lamenting the firing of 31-year-old local meteorologist Sam Cuffell from CBS 58 for the crime of objecting to the and calling out the Elon Musk Hitler salute on her personal Instagram pages. Apparently, that was the reason for the firing. Until I see something different, I'm going to just assume that's the case. The reporting on that from Dan Bice and America Spicuzza at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Hill also reporting. And, you know, it's one thing for us to say something, Matt. Well, what do the Germans think? The political editor for the German newspaper, what's it called? Die Zeit. D-I-E-Z-E-I-T. My German is not great. Here's the headline from the political editor. Now, this newspaper is generally considered to be the newspaper of record in Germany, just for the record. Call it like the Washington Post, New York Times, something like that. A Hitler salute is a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute. A column by Lenz Jacobson, again, the German newspaper Die Zeit. The quote, "The gesture speaks for itself. It's documented on video. Those who want to see something else in it, who don't want to see a Hitler salute, do so at their own risk. At its very core, this is about attention, society's most contested currency. At a time when every image, video, and soundbite vies to be noticed every second of the day, Trump and Musk excel at this game, especially in turning even bad publicity to their advantage. Case in point." And it's one thing. Right. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
I saw another European citation from The Guardian. Michael Friedman, a prominent German-French publicist, former deputy chair of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, described Musk's actions as a disgrace and said Musk had shown that a dangerous point for the entire free world had been reached. As far as he was concerned, Musk had unambiguously performed the Nazi Heil Hitler salute.
And while unambiguously a Nazi salute is a Nazi salute is a Nazi salute, again, common sense, your own eyes, the history of the man, the lack of contrition for the misunderstanding that he did twice, the reaction of the white nationalists, the reaction of the fascists, reaction of the anti-fascists. I mean, that's our environment. That's the universe in which we live. And we see the reactions from all those things, man. It's like a chemical reaction. You can tell, you know why it's there. Because the man did it. And for locals to, what, get fired for it? It goes above and beyond, you know, these guys get vying for attention. It goes above and beyond, you know, us, these folks just giving us the shiny object to run around like a cat after a laser pointer. It has real-world consequences, and we'll get into certainly the immigration. We'll get into birthright citizenship. But you got a news person, a weather person who just got fired for that. Shame.
Yeah, we're going to see more people using that salute, too. That's what's going to happen here in the next few days.
Well, it's just going to be an awkward salute, according to the ADL. Will we not have it? Would you, if someone's going down the street doing that, do you criticize? You just let it go. Is that acceptable? You know, come on, people.
Hell no. I mean, you have to call that out. Absolutely. Every time.
Every time.
And you mentioned white nationalist groups. While we were on the air, I looked up a group. I mean, I just Googled white nationalist groups and Musk and the Nazi salute.
Yeah.
And one of them said, you know, was thanking him for it, praising him for it, and said, the white flame will rise again. I mean, these guys are just, you know, they're overjoyed by it. It's a dream come true for them.
Well, it's one thing when they do it in their abodes. It's another thing when the richest man in the world does it. And rightly should be criticized. Folks, we see you. We're going to get to you right now. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
Well, fun times. We're only like, what, two or three days in, and we're already dancing down the Nazi highway. How fun. I was interested in the reaction that a previous caller had had where he was joking. He said that, well, maybe it was just a spastic reaction on the part of Mr. Musk, which reminded me of the character in Dr. Strangelove who couldn't stop doing the Nazi salute. Remember that?
Yes.
Just kept whipping up, you know, it just couldn't stop. What I find sadly amusing is the people who are trying to excuse this by saying it was a, quote, Roman salute. Oh, well, that's hugely, hugely different. Since the Roman salute is associated with Mussolini, who started, you know, the guy who invented fascism and the merging of corporate power and state power together, and we are left on the highway. And I find this hysterical because it is known that Hitler copied the Roman salute. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, what are you talking about? Trying to make it seem less by calling it a Roman salute. You know, like people are just going, ciao, you know, and getting on their little death butt and zipping off. You know, come on, let's call it what it is. And the fact that we aren't allowed, or that people are saying, you know, how dare you call it what it is. Well, you know, as one person said, it stopped being the Roman salute in 1933. You know, it really stopped then. It's now the Nazi salute. Let's call it what it is. It's despicable. And, yeah, you got to call it out. He doesn't have a spastic reaction. That would have been a one-time event and pretty unusual had it happened. So, you know, it's not a Roman salute. It's not a spastic reaction. It is a Nazi salute. Thanks.
You know, Joe's absolutely right about this. Thanks, Joe, as always, for your good comments. I just wanted to jump in here, and sorry for interrupting, but, you know, Professor Ruth Ben-Gayat, this professor at NYU of fascism, she was quoted in a BBC article saying this, historian of fascism here, it was a Nazi salute, and a very belligerent one, too. Mm. This is what she's been studying for years and years and writing about.
Don't believe your lying eyes,
I can
Matt.
Just say... I'm a Holocaust educator. That was a Nazi salute.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you teach the children, right?
I teach the children,
and
indeed.
If a bunch of people, one person, anybody, goes mm-hmm. down and does that, what would you explain to those children? How would you describe that?
I would describe it as a symbol that was used not only in Nazi Germany, but throughout the world to signify allegiance and alliance with a fascist genocidal movement. I've had my children come to me and say, I got heiled at school today.
Mm-hmm.
And what they mean is that another person did that salute at them to signify, I know you're Jewish and I hate you because of it.
It's just an awkward motion. I mean, maybe we should talk to the ADL about it. I know it's disgusting, right? It is. It's absolutely disgusting. And those that would defend it, and again, Elon Musk has a platform, man. You know what I mean?
He's the richest man in the world.
He could if he were upset, if he thought that as he now knows that this was something that is interpreted as a Nazi salute, if he gave a damn, he'd say something about it other than trying to troll us about calling everybody Nazis. Well, dude, you're not denying it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
He has not come out and said, I didn't do that. Oh, my God. I can't believe that that's how this is being interpreted.
Right.
I am so ashamed and embarrassed.
Yes. Yes.
Not at all.
No, his adolescent, you know, fascist personality loves that he's making this little stir. And he knew exactly what he was doing in the first place. And in the second place, by not apologizing, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He's continuing it. And the repercussions, real life, right here in this great city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin, a local meteorologist, Sam Cuffell, gets fired for objecting to the Nazi salute on their personal social media pages.
And what's going to happen on the playground when, you know, other adolescents are... even kids younger than that are going to be doing this, just as Jess was suggesting, happens, you know. And then what if the principal wants to discipline them, you know? Dan O'Donnell's going to come after the principal. I mean, you know what? Where's this going to end?
Those kids in Baraboo, man. That's not what that was. Come on, man. It's just asinine to think that that's not the case. Again, I'm open for Mr. Musk to clear the record. You know, I'd love to know what he's thinking. Of course, he's just trolling us, 855-752-4842. And he's trolling us, and we get that. We understand that. And we don't want people getting fired for their job for objecting to it. So I'm a little concerned about that. And I really, really, really adamant about that. This is what someone does in their personal life on the personal pages. Come on, man. Does that reflect?
We didn't. We also didn't hear from Trump denouncing it, did we?
No.
Of course not.
No. Nobody denouncing it.
That's his buddy.
Don't read into it. You're reading too much into it, Matt. It's too much. Now, when there's 100 people all in unison marching down the street doing it, then you can be concerned. But if it's only one, when it's only the richest man in the world who dumped more money into Donald Trump's campaign than anybody in campaign history ever. And he's
260 mil.
Yeah, I mean, dropping the bucket, baby. But look, come on, he damn near doubled his wealth. So, you know, it was a great investment for Elon Musk. But I'm saying, you know, if you got kids, come on, when you got kids or you got friends, if someone came up to you and gave you one of those, so excited to see you, what would your reaction be?
Horror?
You know what I mean? Is that acceptable?
No,
your kids get up in the morning
not.
And they're going to go get on the bus. Or you're going to drop them off at school, and they're going to go in. And when the teachers say, "Hey, kids, how you doing?" They give the teacher the nod. Would you say that's okay, Dan O'Donnell, CBS 58? Is that behavior you think we should not condone? You think that's behavior that should be accepted? I don't buy that, ma'am. I don't buy that. And I put up with a lot, man. Yeah, I am down with all sorts of stuff. But if you're going to give the Nazi salute, the least I can do is call you out for giving the Nazi salute.
855. Yeah, the least you can do is take the criticism.
Right. 855-752-4842. Let's keep rolling on the lines. Matt from Middleton, you will be next. Thank you for calling. Thanks for joining. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I wanted to share with you that Goebbels guy that was Hitler's propagandist. He was a big fan of the sci-fi kind of fictional book, and had him read it when he was young. And one of the characters in it is named Elon. And the story of it involves this super race of white Aryans that occupy Mars, and they're technically savvy, techno-futurist Aryans that occupy Mars. And I just thought that was interesting that, you know, the more we learn about Elon and his father, you know, they're definitely Nazis. And I'm fairly terrified.
Matt, thanks for the call. Is that why there's such a, they want to go to Mars? Is that why he's so excited? Because finally the book that Goebbels wrote or read, that was read to him as a child. Nature Nurture. I mean, they're from South Africa, not known for their great democracy. Historically speaking, let's just put it that way. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. 855-752-4842. We got Jim from Appleton, also some of my old soccer girls. Hey, Jim, welcome. What do you got?
Hi, guys. I got, regrettably, the weather lady is not the first broadcast personality to be fired for stating anti-right-wing stuff on their own personal social media. I know of two up here that have been fired already.
Wow.
Probably more. But, yeah, Goebbels. I think we should refer to Musk more as Goebbels because of what he did with Twitter. Goebbels was the master propagandist.
Right.
Musk sure turned Twitter into a masterful propaganda machine. And as far as Elon goes, remember, Hitler was an Austrian. He moved to Germany and seized power. Elon came from South Africa. Sure looks like he's grabbing power a lot.
Well, I think he's not limiting it to here in the States, man. He's throwing that influence all over the world. But the many can overcome the money, man. That's what I'm saying. And so I don't give a damn how many things he tweets out there and how many right-wing outlets say, no, it's just totally fine. Or even the Anti-Defamation League. You see what you see, what you see. As the guy from Germany in their newspaper over there wrote, a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute. I don't want my kids doing it. Don't want my neighbors doing it. Don't be walking down the street, people giving me that. I find it offensive. You should too, without getting fired for it. 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild is my co-host for the day. We got Jess P.S. on the board. You folks are lighting it up on the lines and on the texters. My buddy Scott says, I bet Sam will show up at ABC 12. Their politics is evident on air and on the socials. Yeah, if you take some sort of objection to, I don't know, fascism, then you're welcome in my crowd anytime. A couple of texters. Thank you. Die Zeitgeist. We're talking about the German newspaper, according apparently means the Times. This is where this cat, the political editor, had a piece that said a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute. And maybe those that were living through it and were part of it and all that, their forefathers, we should listen to those folks a little more than we should. I don't know, like Dan O'Donnell. I think his family went to the J6. Just saying. 855-752-4842. Let's see. Mike from Spring Green. Welcome, Mike. Thanks for playing along. What are your thoughts today?
Well, this is about a half hour old, but right before the break, you mentioned something about if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck.
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me, maybe it should be walks like a goose, because that's a goose.
Steps like a goose.
I thought that would be a little more accurate. You know?
Yeah. I like
just
it.
Trying to help.
Yes, I like it. Awesome, Mike. Awesome.
That's all I got.
All right. That was a lot, man. I'm going to stop saying the duck thing. Sorry, goose, especially in these contexts. 855-752-4842. Brian from the MKE, you are up. Welcome, Brian. What do you got?
Hey, yeah, I actually live in Milwaukee, and I would actually watch Sam Cupful
on
TV weekday mornings. And I will say I agree on both sides here. Then here's the reason why. I do applaud Sam for what she did, because, I mean, it looks like what it looks like. My family's Polish. My family's also German, you know, so it looks like what it looks like.
Hey, man, I'm German. I'm German, Italian, and Jewish, dude. I got all sorts.
Right. It looks like what it looks like. So I applaud her on that.
Yeah.
but I also do understand the side of CBS 58.
And what do you think that side is, please?
Well, here's the thing. Say that I'm Sam, and I have a Facebook page. Now, if I have a private Facebook page for my family and personal friends, that's one thing to put something like that on. But if I have a page that says Sam Cuffell, meteorologist, that's my professional page, and I put something like that on the professional
Okay,
page,
but here's where it falls apart, Brian. This was done on her personal Instagram page.
Yeah, well, still.
Okay, so no, I get it. So you think I mean, that CBS 58 or any employer should reach over into your personal space, and especially when we're talking about something like this. You know, we're talking about objecting to a Nazi salute. That should be grounds for misrepresenting the company line? What? Like you can't object to a Nazi salute?
Depends upon what profile you put it on. If it was the professional,
it wasn't.
Then I can understand them doing it.
It wasn't
the professional, which I don't know because I don't follow her on Twitter.
No, I know, but that's a reporting from Dan Bice and Mary Spicuzza at the Journal Sentinel. It was her personal Instagram page.
I don't read the Sentinel. I follow you guys.
Does that change? Well, thanks, man. Does that change your opinion, though, you know? Brian? Does it change your opinion?
If they attacked her on the personal page, then I would have a problem with
this. All right. Well, that's apparently what they did. Let's keep going. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate you listening, man. Nick from Middleton, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I will say I don't think anyone should be fired for anything they say in their personal life, regardless of what it is.
Amen, brother.
I do find it, however, I do find it ironic. I mean, we're all up in arms about Sam getting fired, and I will say this is the exact far left, this is the right reacting to the far left when anytime they would have a problem with whatever it be, transgender agenda, immigration, whatever it would be, and plenty of people got deplatformed, fired, and treated
canceled.
Poorly.
Canceled. Sam got canceled. Well, I think it depends on what the objection is, Nick. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing. How do you object to you think gay people should be married? If you put something on your Facebook page that says, F gay people, I don't think gay people should be married, that's BS and yada, yada. I find that problematic. If someone says F the fascist, man, I got no problem with that, Nick. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, but no, because unfortunately you don't get to decide that.
Well, I certainly do, Nick. I just do. Here I go. I do. I get to decide that. We all get to decide that. What I'm trying to tell you, Nick, is that there is a line, and everyone's line is different, and I had no problem with people criticizing Nazi salutes, dude. And man, listen to what you're telling me. Sam got canceled for criticizing the Nazi salute. Now, you're going to tell me that's the same as someone being derogatory to a minority group of black people or LGBTQ people or whatever. I find that different. I think that's a different thing. But, you know, I could be wrong. I doubt it, though. Troy from Mount Horeb, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, Brian's using the Tommy Tuberville defense. I never saw the video.
Never saw it.
What is wrong? Yeah, what is wrong with the ADL? I mean, they're not normally a right wing organization. Why would they come out and defend this guy?
I have, I don't know, maybe 500 billion reasons why they might want to do something like that, Troy. I mean, I don't get it, man. I mean, the only thing I can come up with is because they're concerned about the influence or they want a piece of the action, want the money. I don't get it. It is what it is to me. It is what it is to the Times in Germany. It is what it is to lots of folks. And if you're going to call it out, I applaud you for doing so. And, you know, if that's what it takes to make the statement, Sam Cuffell, thank you for what you did. You're pointing out lots of things. And CBS 58, they should put something out. Perhaps we'll get into that more. Folks, we're going to move along in the next hour. Come back with us. Constitutional amendments.
News from the center, WRCE.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The House has just given final passage to an immigrant detention bill, sending President Trump the first law he can sign.
The yeas are 263 and the nays are 156. The bill passed.
The measure would detain undocumented immigrants who've been charged with various crimes. A deadly shooting at Antioch High School in Nashville today. Police say a 17-year-old killed one student, wounded another, then killed himself. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
The White House says President Trump and his team are monitoring the news out of Nashville, and they offer heartfelt thoughts and prayers to those impacted and thank the first responders at the incident. Police say a 17-year-old boy opened fire at a Nashville high school, killing one student and wounding a second. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A new mandatory wildfire evacuation order in Southern California. 19,000 people for a new fire. Wall Street indexes gained. This is ABC News.